Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Salente back on the show. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Trends 2000. I introduced you to that book way back in the day, folks, and it continues to contribute. It was a book of trends projections back in those days, and now it's basically a book of prophecy. He produces so much information that you just got to know about his Trends Research website and all the other things he does, the Trends Research Institute. But let me say this before I bring him on. Please buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight. Prepare for a wild ride. Gerald Salente, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. So, Gerald, what did you think about the president's speech? Did you see the president's speech last night?
I read it. Yeah. I didn't see it.
What are your thoughts?
It's nothing. It's just more hot air. Absolutely nothing.
But you're an equal opportunity disser, aren't you?
Well, yeah. You know, again, you know, my book, Zizzy and Honey Boy,
right.
What Zizzy gave Honey Boy. And, you know, that was made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars the woman who played the mother on that TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond.
Right.
Doris Roberts plays my aunt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the story opens up. You know, I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America. I was on everybody all the time. And what happened was when right after 9/11, you know, what happened, it was on December 14th or 12th, 2000, so just prior to the new year, USA Today used to run my top trends.
Right.
And the top trend of that year was the headline in USA Today read, and anyone could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, go to the forecast page, you'll see it right there. And it said, 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't remember what was going on.
Well, you talked about that on my show.
Exactly. And it was one of the trends that I wrote in 1997 when Trends 2000 came out.
Right.
You're waking up in the new millennium, and Crusades 2000 was raging.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was I went over all the things that were going on. People forgot that Bill Clinton was bombing Iraq into oblivion. There was a famous piece.
Bill Clinton was bombing Iraq?
Oh, yeah. No fly zones? Oh, here's another one for you. Anybody could go on Google and put in Madeleine Albright. She was Secretary of State at the time.
Right.
And Leslie Stahl, CBS 60 Minutes. And Leslie Stahl asks Madeleine Albright, she says to her, Bill Clinton put sanctions on Iraq. And she said, is it, and the UN reported that over 500,000, half a million, 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 died because they couldn't get medical supplies or enough food because of the sanctions. And Leslie Stahl asks, Madeleine Albright's right there for everybody to watch, was the price of sanctions worth the death of 500,000 Iraqi children? And Madeleine Albright looks and said, yes, it was. So then we had that going on. I'm just telling you what was going on.
I understand. But let me ask you this question.
No, let me give just one more and then you can ask.
Okay.
And then there's the Yugoslav War.
Yep.
Where they bombed that place, Serbia. So there was that leading into that. And then all of America's propping up of all of these dictators around the area, and plus America's policy in Israel. Like it, don't like it, whatever it is. That's what it was. So we saw this coming. The point that I'm making to you is that the movie opens up. I'm on the telephone. I just got my third cancellation of the day.
Yeah, I remember.
I got blackballed from everywhere.
I remember you went. You went.
Because,
You went underground. You went to ground for a
I stopped for a number of years.
For a few years, because we called you up and you said, I'm not going on.
I'm not going on. I had had it.
And I've told people about this before when you weren't here. But here's the question, Gerald. If we hadn't done the no-fly thing, if we hadn't gone into Iraq, if we hadn't gone into Afghanistan, if we hadn't done those things, do you think we would not be dealing with these people right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Here's the deal. We've been in Afghanistan now. It's the longest war in American history.
Yep.
You know, you vote for me, folks, and we're going to take out those troops, folks, and then I'm going to folk you and not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now here's the deal. Look at the refugees swarming into Europe.
That is something that...
Look at the refugees going into Europe.
It does seem to happen, whether I agree with everything you're saying or not, it does seem to me that what we are doing... is making it worse.
We're making it much worse.
Whatever mistakes were already made, the things we're doing to fix it, so to speak, we're making it worse. And I think I do agree with you on that part. Quick break. Right back with Jerry Salente. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.